Hi, I'm Chris Bedford, Dorothy Wagner Wallace Director of the Baltimore Museum of Art, and welcome to Art Matters, a monthly feature where we provide insights into the work of some of today's most creative artists from Baltimore and beyond. Joining me today is Ken Royster, a Baltimore-based artist best known for his powerful black-and-white photographs that capture decisive moments in people's lives. Thank you for joining me today, Ken. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
So you as a documentary photographer, have trained your eye on Baltimore for a long time now.
Yes.
So can you tell me what you've seen change in the city in the span of time you've been working as a photographer in this context?
Growing up back in the 60s and the 70s, actually, Baltimore was more of a hometown type city, small town city, if you will. But over the years, it has gotten larger in terms of how it relates to the entire world and to the entire country. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but it certainly has been good to me. I was fortunate enough to have people who took an interest in me and who sort of guided me along the way.
So how do you use your camera to try and capture the atmosphere of the city? What does the instrument itself do for you? And how do you hope to communicate with your audience?
I think the important thing to remember is that photography is a language. And it's a language that deals primarily with tone and shadow and textures. And so for me, it works. I started off as a painter when I was in school. I majored in fine art. Once I graduated, it seems that photography basically took over my life. But I enjoy photographing people more than anything else, and I like doing series because it enables me to do more in-depth studies of whatever subject I'm covering.
So if I asked you to broadly define the subject of your work, what would you say?
In a broad sense, my work deals with people and showing how we're all similar. We all pretty much want the same things out of life. I don't focus so much on the differences. I try to focus on those things that unite us, bring us together.
Yeah, it's a really interesting point. We did a conversation with Tavares Strachan, an artist based in Brooklyn, but born in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll always remember he said to me, similarity is so much more powerful than difference. We went through a period in culture where difference became a mark of distinction and something to be proud of, but we're moving into a time when similarity is going to be much more culturally helpful for us than the opposite. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I went to Cuba back in 2016, and looking at the people of Cuba and comparing them to the people in Baltimore and the people in Africa, I mean, there's so many things that are similar. There's so many things that unite us as a people. I was amazed by it.
And you use your camera to try and capture that similarity in the hope that it embeds itself in the consciousness of your viewer.
Absolutely. And of course, as any artist would do, we try to focus on the, not only on the subject, but we try to keep in mind that, you know, we're trying to create something that can be considered art. So we focus on the elements. You know, I'm always concerned about design, how it relates to the subject. I'm always concerned about, you know, texture, human emotion. That's a big thing. I try to capture images that are powerful, that show some aspect of human emotion.
I wondered if I could impose on you to describe for our listeners an image from your Sons Guns Down series, which is about the aftermath of violence in this city.
Yes, Sons Guns Down was a work that I did after I had spent, I think, about 3 months in Namibia, which is in the southern part of Africa. I was there on a Fulbright study grant. And one of the young people there wrote a poem titled Sons Guns Down. It was really an effort to get people to unite around peace. It was in the post-apartheid. And so there was really a need to get people to stop thinking in terms of fighting and to think more in terms of love and acceptance. And this piece, of course, based on a poem, had several images. And I think one of the most vivid images for me in that series was an image of a group of young boys in Africa. You could tell that they were very poor, but they were in this little hut, and they were all standing at what appeared to be a window. But the thing that struck me about this image is that the young boys were smiling in the face of abject poverty. They were just joyful and smiling and playing and just having a great time. And I was, I think, really excited and proud to be able to capture that image, because it really shows a different light on how you can be in poverty, in a situation where things are very bad and you don't know where your next meal is coming from. But then, you know, it's something about the human spirit and the resiliency of some people who can overcome almost any situation. So I think for me, that image just sums up what it is I try to bring out in my images.
So just one last question. I think you provided the perfect segue to it. I know that you've begun experimenting with color photography, digital photography,
right.
But you're best known for black and white.
Right.
So I wanted you to draw out why you're so drawn to the black and white format. What kind of purchase does it allow you on your principal subjects, which are human bodies?
Well, color images, I think, for me at least, they have a more representational feel. I mean, we see the world in color, but black and white seems to have a little bit more of an edge. For me, it brings a little bit more drama to the image. You know, when I went to Cuba and, you know, I had all these very vivid images, all this bright color, and I decided, I said, there's something that's just not right, because in Cuba, things are not the way a lot of people would envision, you know. Even though they're the bright colors, somehow it just didn't feel right. So what I did was to desaturate some of the images and bring the color way down. And I thought that was more in keeping with the feel, you know, of Cuba.
And finally, can you tell us what you're working on at the moment, Ken?
I'm focusing on people who have been victimized by violent crime, people who have lost family members through crime. And of course, that's a subject that I think calls for black and white imagery. But I'm trying to interview these people and then create images that kind of show the pain that they've gone through in losing someone through gun violence. But at the same time, I want to leave the viewer with some positivity when they look at the image, to know that there's hope in the future and not just be feeling downtrodden.
Ken, thank you so much for joining us today. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure.
You can see Ken Royster's work on his website, kenroysterphotography.com. Thank you for listening today. Art Matters is produced for WYPR by the Baltimore Museum of Art. And for the Baltimore Museum of Art, I'm Chris Bedford.